makes the 18 Collective different from other artists that have expressed their feelings, emotions, and passions with Black Lives Matter in Indianapolis?
I believe what makes our collective different is we all came out for, you know, the purpose of the Black Lives Matter movement. We showed up one day to use our artwork as our voices, and we were all working together but separately. A lot of the artists didn't know one another. We just knew to show up at a certain time to get this done so we could continue fighting for justice. Our collective is a lot different because it's taken a year later to figure out that we really, truly, organically became a collective and built a friendship and a family.
Do you think the Indianapolis community has become desensitized to what Black Lives Matter stands for because it has been dominant in the news for the last year, year and a half? Or do you think what your organization is doing is going to keep the community engaged?
That's a good point, and that's an excellent question. And we all spoke about that. After all the hype around us doing the mural, all the press, and we did discuss what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, how can we continue this narrative? How can we keep having a dialogue? Because it's important, and it's going to continue to be important. As far as it being desensitized, There may be some people that feel like, okay, well, you know, it's over and done. But I believe it's our job, not just as an art collective, but the Indianapolis community as a whole, to continue to embrace this movement, focus on diversity and inclusion, and ask these questions. It doesn't stop. I think we have to continue talking about the changes that have to be made within organizations and just with one another.
Rebecca, do you see art as being as much in your face in terms of protest and demonstration and getting the message out about intolerance to racism as people who are in the streets and holding the signs and raising the fists?
I honestly believe when it came down to, like you stated, raising the sign, raising the fist, out protesting, this has been happening for a long time, for decades. The Black Lives Matter movement has been one of the most powerful movements ever. My dad's 89 years old. He said he's never seen anything like it. There was something about the Black Lives Matter movement that made everybody listen, even though they might not have wanted to listen or see what they saw. I think people have been trying, especially artists, to express this for decades. And what makes me proud is that finally the people who have been trying to speak out are finally being heard. And the 18 Collective, I'm really proud because we understood that not only our own perspective on the movement was being heard, but we wanted to bring other people along too.
Thank you so much for your information and your time today.
Thank you.